Yeah, I'll tell you about the school year's getting started. I guess I've been in class for a while. One of the things that the Riverbend School is doing, I guess under the technology heading, students get a device. Tell us about that program, what they get, how it all works.
Okay. We started a year ago talking about what we wanted our technology to look like in the future. So I brought a team of administrators, teachers, school board members, and community members together to start having a conversation back in October of last year of what devices look like, what opportunities exist to improve technology. And we visited schools. We talked about the right device. We talked about the right curriculum and came up with some conclusions that were recommended to the board. And what we ended up going with for kindergarten through eighth grade was iPads and Chromebooks. We had a number of iPads in the district, and we didn't want to give up that technology, and we wanted to reutilize it. So we gave the iPads to the kindergarten students and to music and to the art classes. So we were able to reuse those, and we feel like we have a great place for those to be used. A lot of them are touch screen, and so that really helps the younger learners as well as some of the music and art folks. They can do some things, drawing, that Apple is just a little stronger in than the Chromebooks. The Chromebooks have gained popularity across the nation, and it's a simple web connection device that allows you to keyboard real easily. Everything is maintained on the cloud. There's a lot of safety and security improvements that schools don't have to sort of wrestle with when they host these their own sites. So the Chromebooks allow the teachers and the kids to connect via the web. Assignments are utilized, given to students. We have an area that allows the teachers to put materials centrally. It's called a learning management system, Canvas. We'll talk a little bit about that. And it really gives the kids and teachers, again, a central location to start to share information and start together. So the Chromebooks went out in first grade through eighth grade. The first grade, I was really concerned at the early part of this, but the first grade and second grade teachers really wanted the younger kids to have the ability to keyboard. Some of the state standards are requiring schools to ask kids to type paragraphs by third grade for some of the electronic tests that are being given, called PARC now. So we wanted to get the younger the better. Talking to some of the schools that didn't go with Chromebooks for first and second graders, they wish they would have. So again, that slow process of looking at what's out there and what others are using, we sort of learned some things, and so we went ahead and purchased a device that the kids could type with for first grade through eighth grade. The high school has Chromebooks in the science classes and in the Spanish classes, foreign language, and they wanted to go with an electronic text, so we purchased Chromebooks for them. The high school as a whole is determining this year whether they're going to utilize Chromebooks or a laptop. So we've had, in the technology world, there's this I guess I'll call it sort of a wrestling match. Is what's the best device? And so we're going to have the opportunity to see if the Chromebooks are going to be functional and meet the needs of the high school students. The prices for the Chromebooks are a lot less than a laptop. And so it allows us to put an electronic device in a student's hand for a good price point.
It's only been a matter of a short period of time. I guess in a matter of weeks, less than a month, you see impacts yet?
Oh man, I do, because the junior high principal, the junior high went all in, and sort of the elementary went all in on this. And the junior high, Riverbend Middle School put a Chromebook in every kid's hand from the very almost, early part of the year. They got bags, they're walking around with them, they're utilizing them in the classroom. The principal has shared with me several stories of how excited she has been by the engagement of the kids and the teachers with, you know, the Chromebooks, elementary as well. At the elementary school, we had to find the right storage. I mean, there were a host of issues we've had to, you know, sort of learn about and deal with as we go through this process. Not everything has been a bed of roses, but, you know, when you add new devices and new technology, there are going to be some challenges. So one of the challenges was storage at the elementary school. And once we got the storage unit identified, the teachers were wanting to get those Chromebooks, you know, in their room, and several have, you know, contacted the principal as well, asking questions, and they are putting them in the kids' hands. Now, they stay at the school overnight, and eventually we want the devices to go home with kids, especially in the middle school and the high school. We're working on the best solution at the elementary school, but for now, you know, kids grab them, they log into them, and they get started that way. So, yeah, we've seen a lot of engagement, and again, with this Canvas learning management system, we've been able to sort of start expanding what we do.
You mentioned Canvas. Tell us a little about that system, how you work in that, what that means for the district.
Yeah, so Canvas is from a company called Instructure. It is a learning management system. So what that means is curriculum, quizzes, tests, worksheets, well, you name it, can be put in a central location. Students log into their Canvas account, and they see exactly what the teachers put into this folder for them, and they can access, you know, the material electronically. So what it does, it allows us to centrally have a central location for everything. It also gives the kids a central location within Canvas itself. And I've told my staff this, we're just viewing the tip of the iceberg right now. We've had some training on it. We've done some webinars. We're looking to do more training. Teachers will be able to link the work that the students do to our grade book in PowerSchool. It's one of the reasons we chose Canvas. There's a direct link so they can correct something through Canvas, and that data will be, you know, uploaded into the school grading system, the student learning management system. So that's going to be a real bonus. Kids can share with themselves. Teachers can create videos like that. I mean, they just push a button, it starts recording them. They can give direct instruction about any activity, hit record, stop the recording, attach it to the lesson, and, you know, if a student's at home, they can access their Canvas account, and they get, you know, instruction from the teacher about, you know, what was taking place. It's pretty neat stuff. And again, eventually, when we're comfortable, we will allow both parents and students to access their accounts, and parents will have some of the same access that the students have. They get to see, you know, the grading, the grade books. They can message teachers, and teachers can message parents. So we really believe it'll improve communication as well.
You sound like they kind of go hand in hand a little bit. Is this changing the face of education at Riverbend?
It's changing the way we deliver some education, and we hope it really improves communication. So we hope, again, teachers are the number one resource in a school. The technology is a tool. We know where kids are today. You know, they're born with this technology practically, and they utilize it quite frequently. The teachers are technology immigrants. The students are technology natives. So we're trying to communicate and connect to them as much as possible. And yeah, we do feel this will give us a new opportunity to grow.
Do curriculum, tell us a bit about that too. I know there's some changes there, some thoughts of changes there. Every school district looks at curriculum.
Yeah, we analyze curriculum on an annual basis. And when I started last year, it had been a while since we'd purchased any new curriculum. And the state standards have changed quite a bit since some of the last time curriculums were purchased. I worked closely with the board to identify, you know, what curriculum goals we can set. And we've set some curriculum goals. So this year we're looking at curriculum, and especially electronic curriculum in math and reading that we can purchase that will, again, enhance what we do and be tied directly to the new state standards. The Common Core was a national curriculum movement. Illinois, the state of Illinois, has adopted what they call the new Illinois Learning Standards, and that connects the Illinois standards to the Common Core standards. Those standards are measured by the PARC assessment. It's given in the springtime, and so we hope that we have a smooth transition to the electronic curriculum, the electronic measuring devices, and we'll be able to support what students are doing. So one of the curriculum, the foreign language, their curriculum was, I want to say, from the 90s, maybe even earlier than that. And they were very excited to learn about the opportunity of an electronic curriculum, which allows kids a lot more access to writing, and it's all there for them to access, 24/7, because it's a web-based program. And they went ahead and purchased an electronic set of curriculum and text, and they're using that this year with the Chromebooks.
Because on the public side, the web page, everybody has a web page now.
Yeah.
If you're not, you're probably behind times. You made some updates in the web page, make it easier for the public to use.
Sure, we're still in the process of that. If you visit our web page, you might get an under construction message. What we really wanted to do was make our web page more mobile friendly. And right now, or currently, it was not mobile friendly. You had to enlarge your phone or enlarge your mobile device that you were looking at, and you had to kind of enlarge the screen, move it around so you could read what was going on. What we're going for is a mobile feature that resizes the information so it fits the phone or a mobile device, and looking to upgrade and make things a little simpler.
So let's talk about the buildings itself, too. You've done some updates, all kinds, it looks like, building safety, windows, doors. tell us what you've done at Riverbend,
yeah.
I guess, to make the building
yeah.
better.
So I started in this position in July of last year, and along with me came a buildings and ground director named Gary Wolf. Gary had a lot of knowledge and about buildings and grounds, and we were able to work with the board, the administration, and the teachers and identify some areas in our buildings that we felt could enhance learning. Everything is about the students in the district, and if the building can be more learner-friendly, more user-friendly, then we're reaching our goal. If it's not, then we will have to look at redesigning that. So, and on top of that, you want to make things efficient and safe. So with that in mind, we looked at upgrading our lights. We had a lot of old T12 lights. They're larger fluorescent light bulbs. And we were able to convert those to T8 bulbs, save energy. We worked with a company called Van Meter, and they worked with us closely in determining what the savings would be. And there's some significant savings. Each of our gyms were reformatted with LED lighting. And with the LED lighting, we get a safer light, we get a brighter light. And if you go into the high school gym, the middle school gym, the elementary gym, you'll really notice the difference. It's bright. Along with these savings, we were able to get a grant, a $22,000 grant from the Illinois Clean Energy Group. And they just ask us to, obviously keep track of the expense and the savings, and the work we put together was qualified for the grant. So $22,000 of the total project cost will be offset by the grant. As I said, the gyms are finished, and we are working through each of the buildings to get the T12s converted to T8s. And we, again, just think it'll be a brighter, more enjoyable space for the students. Along with that, we took a look at our security and safety in the building. Schools are required to meet on an annual basis with fire, police, emergency management systems. And we identified some problematic areas with our buildings that we felt we could improve upon. One of them was we had older camera systems in the high school. So we were able to upgrade those camera systems. We had each building with about anywhere from 5 to 15 different master keys throughout, and we didn't have a single it didn't appear that we had many doors that could be utilized for master keys. And that doesn't seem like a big deal, but if you're fire or security, you want to be able to get into that building and those rooms with one key. And it was an upgrade that qualified for a health life safety improvement, which is how the Illinois allows you to spend and improve your money. So we were able to put keyless access points on 5 of the doors at the high school, 3 at the junior high, and 2 at the elementary school. That allows us to gain full control of the of the building, allows us to enter in and out of the building, and allows us to log and keep track of electronically who's coming in and out of the buildings. We also added cameras for safety purposes at the elementary and the junior high. They never did have any of those cameras. So we feel like we have a more secure building. The other thing that was sort of we learned about is that several keys were out in the community that unlocked some of our buildings, and we didn't have good control of that. So with this new system, we have full control of who's coming and who's going, and fire and safety can access our buildings very quickly and easily, which we're really happy about. Another area that we looked at improving was some of the physical features of our buildings. The high school had about every window in it replaced because the seals were broken and old, and the windows were rather dingy and gray, and it was just not a bright learning environment. So by getting new windows with seals that are not broken, you know, we have a great when it's warm out, we have some cooling protection with these upgraded Energy Star windows, as well as when it's cold out, we have some heating improvements, as well as visually, it's just much nicer to look out a window and it be clear versus cloudy or a, you know, we all know what a broken gas seal looks like in a window.
You know, it sounds like these updates probably important, but sometimes it's hard to even in your mind to do all this work and something that you don't really see so much, and maybe it's not in the classroom, but is it still important in buildings to do all this kind of work that maybe you don't even see, the public doesn't see?
It's very important because, again, the building reflects your values. And if your values are giving the students the best possible education we can give them, we want the building to be the best possible building it can be. Again, you have financial limitations, so you have to spend a long time planning and looking up what you can and can't do. And then if you're able to make those upgrades, it makes the learning environment that much more friendly and inviting for students. So yeah, it's an important, again, if your buildings reflect your values, they're gonna look nice, and they're gonna be functional, and they're gonna be inviting to students. And we want to do more. You know, I didn't get a chance to really mention Whiteside County, Illinois passed the 1% sales tax for schools last November. That revenue begins to come to school districts sometime November, December of this year. Estimates are around $400,000 a year for the 1% sales tax. So that's revenue that's directly connected to buildings and grounds improvements and safety. So we want to begin planning on, again, what rooms can we remodel? What spaces do we have that can be 21st century learning ready and are ready for the new STEM standards, which is science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Science standards are changing as well, and we want to have spaces that will accommodate those new learning standards for students.
You know, we kind of rambled around, talked about a different number of different things about Riverbend Schools. Give you a chance. What did we cover you want to stress, or you want to stress something again? We already talked about, here's your chance to point out anything you want.
Yeah, we have been excited about, you know, the list I sent out to the parents over what we've, you know, accomplished over the year was very exciting. The support at Riverbend has been tremendous. Last year, the Athletic Boosters put together a fundraiser. It raised $30,000, and all that money went to improve the weight room. The Athletic Boosters were willing to pay for a strength and conditioning coach. Our Riverbend Education Foundation brought in a national level speaker for our opening day ceremonies. And, you know, they've been fabulous with support. The community has just been wonderful in supporting the schools. And, you know, we want to do the very best we can for those students and the community members that make Riverbend Schools, you know, the gem of the northwestern part of the state of Illinois.
Well, thanks for taking some time out today, Daryl. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.